Welcome to another edition of Alumni Spotlight. I'm Mike Spofford for Packers.com. I'm joined by former Packers defensive lineman Mike McCoy. Mike, you were the number two overall pick in the 1970 draft. The only player taken ahead of you was Terry Bradshaw, who of course went to the Steelers. You won numerous awards at Notre Dame before you entered the NFL. What was that like, just all the hype and everything that came with being the number two pick?
Well, it was pretty exciting because Chicago had the number two pick and they traded down and Green Bay traded up.
Right.
So I felt a tremendous responsibility with that coming up to Green Bay. Plus my wife, Kia McCoy, who was a Spalding, had a lot of relatives here in Appleton, Needham, and Ashe area. So for her, it was like coming back home. So it was kind of a very exciting time for us. We kind of looked at ourselves as the new kids on the block. So it was a big transition time for us in a rebuilding year for us. So that was quite exciting because everyone who was drafted, myself, Rich McGeorge, Kenny Ellis, Al Matthews, Jim Carter, we all ended up starting for the Packers within a year or 2 years.
Was it a burden to carry it all, being such a high pick in the draft? It comes with so much attention and everything nowadays. What was it like back then?
Yeah, sure. There's a lot of pressure on that. You know, but playing at Notre Dame and playing for Errol Parsegan and winning a national championship when I was there, always shooting for number one and being the team that everyone likes to beat, it was much like the Packers in a smaller sense. And I felt I was up for the task. And, you know, I had a good coach and Coach Hanner, and I had Willie Davis at the All-Star game who showed me some of the tricks of the trade. And so I felt the pressure, there's no doubt about it, but you go ahead and that's a good form of pressure, I think.
Now, you played in the era before sacks were an official statistic. Sacks became official in 1982, and you played for the Packers from 1970 to 76. You played with a couple of other teams after that.
Right.
So I'm going to put you on the spot here. How many sacks do you think you had, even though there may not be an official record?
You know, I know one year I had 10 or 11, one year I had 6, and a couple of years I led the team in sacks, whatever
okay.
that meant at that time,
okay.
tackling the quarterback behind the line of scrimmage. But the big thing for us was the hurries, because for us that was getting the quarterback out of the pocket, getting that pass, getting the interceptions, because Willie Buchanan came in and had how many interceptions that one year. And of course, they all got us. They said, well, that was a coverage sack. I said, well, this was a hurry interception for you. So, you know, you think about it, we get the interception, we get the ball back, we got better field position than punting the ball.
Any particular season you thought was your best year?
You know, I felt my rookie year was pretty good, and then, you know, I hurt my knee the very first play of the first game out here, so that set me back a little bit. And I think 73, 74, 75 were pretty good years, especially 72 was okay. You know, we had a great defense and number one defense against the run. And I was recovering from that knee at that time. So we had a really good defense. But I think 74, maybe 75 were probably, as far as the Packers years, statistically, were probably my best years.
Now, you were named the Packers Rookie of the Year in 1970. In 1972, the team won the division championship
right.
and went to the playoffs. There was obviously a drought after that for the Packers, but did you guys feel in 1972
well,
that the team was turning the corner
a
little
bit? Yeah, we thought
we
were turning the corner big time.
Yeah.
Very quickly, you know, coming off the championship years and winning the first Central Division title, I think, since 67, I believe. You know, we had a very young team. We were the youngest team in the NFL at that time. Number one or two defense. Offense was pretty good, and we had Scott Hunter, who I thought was a great quarterback. I think if they would have hung with Scott and a team that we had, we would have probably won some more championships.
Off the field, tell us about Mike McCoy Ministries. You're the president, I assume the founder of it.
Right.
When did you get that started? What's it all about, and kind of where does it stand today?
Actually started with the Packers
okay.
through Carol Dale and Bart Starr and going to the chapel program in the National Football League. You know, going to Mass, going to chapel, understanding all that in my life, how that really came together for me. And because of that, you know, about 5 years after I got out of football, I went full-time into speaking in prisons with Bill Glass, who used to play in the NFL, going into schools, going into juvenile detention centers, public schools, Catholic schools. The last 3.5 years just focusing in on students in Catholic schools and doing some prison work. So something I've been doing about 25 years now, and I've enjoyed it, and it's been a thrill for me to do that. And use the platform of a former NFL player and Notre Dame to be able to hopefully maybe go in and change some lives.
Give me your best memory of being a Green Bay Packer.
Well, I think the best memory obviously is just being part of an organization that has such a rich tradition, and to still be part of that organization as a Packer for 7 years and to be associated with the people in Green Bay. It's the atmosphere, it's the attitude of the whole Packers. And no matter where these young men come from, whatever backgrounds, when they come in here, no matter who they are, they're a Green Bay Packer.